So welcome back to the Rustic Culture Podcast, folks. I'm Frank Ebersold, and it's great to be back, as always. And today, you know, there's been so much stuff that's been going on since I've been away on my little sabbatical here. There's been so much stuff that's going on, I don't even know where to begin. I sat down today, and I'm just, like, bewildered with all the crap that I see. And the thing about it is, you know, I know that not everybody sees things the same way that I see them, but I try to approach things from a common sense perspective. It's a little bit rare these days in politics. So today, what I thought we'd talk about, we've got the Justice Department. My God, clean house, Merrick Garland. Clean house, please. Please, clean house. Get rid of some of these Klingons from the Trump administration, please. You know, this is something we've got to do. I want to talk about that. And then we've got some crackhead clips here that I'm going to play, folks, after that are just ridiculous. You know, the typical stuff that's always going on. So let's just kick this off. So what we've got here, folks, is the Trump Justice Department in 2018, evidently under the cover of darkness in secrecy, they decided to subpoena Apple for the phone and email records for Congressman Schiff and Swalwell. And not just that, 12 other people, including the records, the phone records and email records of a minor. Yes, a minor. What in the hell are they up to? And I've always said, I have always said that I just do not trust Bill Barr as Attorney General. He would do anything. And this is further evidence that he has done just about anything, folks. And, you know, I listened last night to MSNBC, and I think I took in 3 hours of it, all the way from, I didn't see Chris Hayes. I saw the last bit of Chris Hayes, and then I saw it into Rachel Maddow, who is equally as inflamed about Merrick Garland in the state of the Justice Department and what these people have done. So this is yet just another nail in that coffin. These people that were a part of what we're going to talk about here in a second, they just need to go. I mean, there is no slap on the wrist. There is no, you know, will you get the office by the bathroom? There's none of that here. I mean, it's time for them to go. So, but the one thing that I did not hear last night until it got all the way into Brian Williams in the last hour, when they had James Carville on the air. Now, James, I have so much respect for James Carville. He is, he just calls it like it is. And you've got to respect that. I remember all the way back to the election, when, of course, the Biden election here. And James Carville, I was starting to lose a little bit of faith here in this whole process. I was like, oh my God, is Trump going to pull this off again? Are we going to get screwed for another 4 years? And James Carville said, hey folks, you know what? The absentee ballots, in his own little Southern Louisiana twang, the absentee ballots have not been counted, and you got to wait for those to come in. They're going to be coming in strong numbers. And by God, he was right, as we all know. So I watched everything all the way through Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, and then when we got to Brian Williams, James Carville had this to say. He said, basically, that, yeah, it's wrong. That's what everybody else said. Yes, I know it's wrong. But he had added the extra step of saying, we've got to do something about it. We need to make sure this doesn't happen again. And that's just it, folks. What are we going to do about it? As we know, Congress is a co-equal branch with the president. It's one of the co-equal branches, and it has to be protected. It's something that we have to do, so we just can't take this lightly. We just can't blow it off like a lot of Republicans would like to see us do. And so far, by the way, no Republicans have joined Democrats calling for investigations into this fiasco. And according to the New York Times, after an initial look by Bill Barr, then Attorney General Bill Barr, back in 2018, after an initial look at the evidence that he had so far collected from this process of subpoenaing Apple, you know, for the phone and email records, when the initial look did not turn up any evidence, Bill Barr refused to close the investigation into Schiff and Swalwell. And Donald Trump took great pride in calling Adam Schiff Shifty Schiff. You know who's shifty? Donald Trump, you're shifty, and you know it. So what they're calling for today is to subpoena Bill Barr, get his big fanny in there, drag him back in, and let's see what he had to say. Why did he insist that this continue, this investigation continue, after they knew that there was nothing fruitful that was coming out of it in the beginning? And why even did it take place? Again, a co-equal branch of government. And Congressman Swalwell is correct to say this. He says every prosecutor at the Department of Justice that was involved with this should be thrown out. They should be thrown out. What are we going to do about this? We just can't brush this under the rug. It's something that every Republican should want not to happen again. It's something that every Democrat should want to never happen again. It's something that should be bipartisan. And folks, the word bipartisan, they can't even say that Donald Trump did anything wrong. How are you going to strike a tone of bipartisanship in this or any other thing when Republicans refuse to recognize and say something that he has done is wrong? I mean, that's the first step. If you can't acknowledge that Donald Trump and his Trump Justice Department under Bill Barr did something wrong, that's a problem. I mean, you can't expect people to lead and to govern effectively and fairly when they can't even say something's wrong. And so far, Senator Ron Wyden, is on the record suggesting cracking down on the use of these gag orders. So when the subpoena went out to Apple, they were silenced. They had a gag order around them so that they couldn't tell the people that they were giving the information about that they had done this. You know, secrecy and silence. So this gag order situation has got to change too. That's one way that you can attack it. But it's high time for Merrick Garland, you know, who I had high hopes. We all had high hopes. And I'm not going to say that he's letting us down, but my God, it's starting to turn in that direction, and it's time to do something about it. Get rid of these rotten apples at the Department of Justice. Anybody who touched this case should be gone. It's wrong to not fire anyone at the Department of Justice who had a hand in this. It's absolutely wrong. They need to go. Plain and simple. And it's common sense, folks, that if you don't enforce accountability throughout government, they'll just keep doing whatever the hell they want to do. If there's no accountability, why bother? So it's got to be enforced. Accountability is absolutely key in this whole thing. Absolutely key. So now I'm going to get to the crackhead segment portion of the show here, folks. So this is some interesting stuff. There is somebody, evidently on TikTok, named Crackhead Barney. Crackhead Barney. I don't know anything about Crackhead Barney, but she had the opportunity, she or he, I'm not sure, to be honest. I really don't know. You'll see what I mean. So Crackhead Barney had this opportunity to talk to Andrew Giuliani, who's running for New York governor. And it just didn't go well. But, you know, these people on TikTok, this is a lot of what they try to do. They're going to try to antagonize and whatnot to get some views. And that's exactly what happened. Have a listen to this.
What are you running for?
I'm running for governor. I'm standing for Israel today.
Are you going to be like your daddy?
Do you like New York now?
Are you going to be like your daddy? Well, I don't know. That's a little bit of an odd question here. I mean, but, you know, if you're running for office, you're going to get these crackhead Barneys that come out with some of this stuff. I'm not saying that I like, you know, Andrew Giuliani. Don't know anything about him. But the way that he handled this just is exactly what Crackhead Barney wanted.
Are you like New York
I love New York
guys
City.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. I love New York, too. I actually want to see it cleaned up. We I want to see it. A New York where you have Israel that is respected.
And I hate your father.
Oh.
That's okay. I fucking hate
God. So he's trying to go into this direction where, you know, political, you know, I want to see a New York where Israel is respected. And then she just kind of, in response to that, just blurts out, I hate your father. Go, crackhead. Go, crackhead. It's your party.
Can I say something?
Say something.
You want to know the beautiful thing about the United States of America?
What is that?
You can stand and say that.
Yes.
Unfortunately, in Palestine, you can't. You would be beheaded.
Have you been there? Have you been there? Have you been there? Have you been there?
God. Let's just say, does anybody want to go there? Does anybody want to go there? Probably not.
Have you been there?
My God. Oh, my God. I don't know. Can you be a credible candidate and play into somebody named Crackhead Barney? I mean, just look at the get up there. I mean, you can kind of tell something's going on. So then, you know, that leads us into Caitlyn Jenner. Another one of my favorites, Caitlyn Jenner. She was on The View, and she had this to say. She is still having trouble doing the calculation on the election and whether Donald Trump actually lost.
Caitlin.
Yes.
I agree. You've said all that. Thank you for that. I want to ask you something before we go because we're out of time. Something that's important for me to know. You say that you're a Republican, and I'm just wondering because a lot of Republicans in this country believe that Donald Trump won the election and not Joe Biden. Are you one of those people, one of those Republicans?
I'm not going to get into that election.
I'm not going to get into that. Why not? Call it what it was. It was an election. He lost. The man lost. Donald Trump lost. Newsflash, Caitlin.
And it's over with. I think Donald Trump did do some good things. And what I liked about Donald Trump is he was a disruptor.
But did he win the election?
He was a disruptor when he was president. I want to do the same thing. I want to go in and be a thoughtful disruptor.
Okay, that's the problem here, folks, is that, you know, they think now that what Donald Trump did, as she's calling it, a disruptor. Love the lips too, by the way, Caitlin. You know, that's the new way to do it. You've got to be a disruptor. You've got to act like Donald Trump. It's sad. But that's the in-your-face politics that we've got going on right now. It's not a respectful form of politics. It's not a respectful form of dialogue. It's not a way to debate dialogue, no matter what you call it. But folks, that's not the only thing. Remember a man named Milo Yiannopoulos? Remember him? The conservative from way back? He's not that old, but he's claiming that dogs don't bark at him anymore since he declared this past March that he is now ex-gay. He is ex-gay, as if there is such a thing. Milo, you can't pray the gay away. Come on, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is the same person, folks, who said that sexual relations between 13-year-olds and adult men and women can be perfectly consensual. There's something wrong with this man. And as proof, here's his piece where he says, now that he's ex-gay, dogs don't bark at him.
When I made my announcement, the first thing that happened, which will make you laugh, but it's true, is dogs stopped barking at me. I am one of those people. You know, everyone's got that friend that dogs always go nuts around?
Oh,
you're familiar
God.
With this, right? You got pets?
You're nuts.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. There's always somebody that dogs... Nuts.
My dog doesn't bark at you.
Who cares?
I keep my dog
bark
in the...
Me.
But
hey,
dog barked at you, but God. That's okay.
Okay, this is the third-rate Christian news that you're getting here, folks. I mean, this is just... They've got nothing better to talk about than the fact that when he went ex-gay, supposedly the dogs stopped barking. God.
He barks at people. You must have some work left to do.
bark at Milo. That is true.
But I was always one of those... I know this sounds so stupid.
It does. It bloody does.
This is how I think that God reveals himself to us, right?
You're wrong.
This is just my experience.
This is not the way.
No. I was somebody who invariably, without exception, always used to make dogs go crazy. So we have a friend who's a political candidate down here, right? And her campaign manager has two of these little yappy dogs.
Okay, well, what is it the way he talks? You know, I do this so I can look at the camera, you know, so I look over my glasses, but he's like this, you know. He's sort of, I just can't look up at you. There's not something not quite right about Milo, and I just can't put my bloody finger on it.
And they would not stop. I couldn't be in her house for more than 20 minutes because it would drive everybody crazy.
Right.
Even growing up, we had Alsatians, we had Black Labradors.
Of course you did.
They just didn't like me.
I wonder why.
The dogs don't bark at me anymore, and it happened almost overnight. Now they seem to quite like me. And it sounds like it's the stupidest thing in the
world. It bloody is, Milo. Folks, it just doesn't end. You know, this stuff out there, we've just got to keep kicking back. We've got to, you know, we're in the firmament, the bedrock of common sense here. At least that's where I like to be. And it, of course, yes, it's from my viewpoint. I'm a liberal, no doubt about it. But I believe in fairness and I believe in common sense. And folks, I'm going to keep calling it out every time I see him not following the path of common sense. So, folks, thanks for tuning in. Until next time.